Hi, this is Chris Pelz. In this video, we're going to take a look at how you can use jQuery to make AJAX calls in your website project. So let me do a little setup here. We need a sample website that we can work with here in the demo. So we'll add a new website. And we're going to do this one in Visual Basic, but when you download sample source code, you also get a C# version. Create that site. Now we need to do just a couple things to this new site. Let me go in and we'll use the default ASPX page to contain our JavaScript code. So that'll become our demo page. Demo jQuery AJAX. And we'll just get rid of the rest of it. Now we're going to need a script tag in here for our JavaScript, and you know, you might put this off in a separate JS file as well, but we'll just have it all self-contained for the demo. We'll put it right here, and we'll pick JavaScript as the type, and we also need a reference to jQuery, so we'll go over here and take the jQuery file. Drop that in. Let me just format the page. There we go. Now we also need a web service that we can call from jQuery. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to create a separate little folder here. And you don't need a folder called services, but I find it's nice to separate out the services from the rest of the application. And we'll go in here. We'll add a new item. And we'll make a simple web service. Let me get down here. And we'll just call this web service AJAX. Now, one of the things we need to do is be able to call this from AJAX. And you can see this comment up here. It says to allow this web service to be called using ASP.NET AJAX. Well, the same would be true for jQuery. So we need to uncomment this line so we have this attribute on our service. Then we need our little service to return something for our test case. So let's go in here and let's just say this is weather related, so we'll call it getWeather. And we'll have it return sunny. So now we'll go back over here to default ASPX and let's start doing the JavaScript and the AJAX call in jQuery. So here on the page, let's add a few things. First, let me put a div where we can insert the content of our AJAX call back to the server. And I'll just give this an ID. And we'll call this content. And then let's go up inside our script on the page. And the first thing we need to do is a jQuery selector on document and then call the ready method. And the ready method takes a function. And if you've used jQuery, you're familiar with the ready method. And what that does is it ensures that the entire DOM is loaded before any operations or calls are performed. Now, in jQuery, there's several methods that you can use for AJAX-type functionality. There's some of them are kind of shortcuts. And by that, I mean they set specific options for you for a specific purpose. For example, there's the get method, get JSON, get script, and a few others. And all of those are based upon a method called AJAX. So those shortcuts set a few options and under the hood call the AJAX method. So the best way to learn how to do AJAX in jQuery is to use the AJAX method. And that's what we'll do here in the demo, because then once you see what a number of the options are for this AJAX method, it'll be pretty clear, I think, how some of these higher level shortcut type methods are working. So we'll go down in here to our script, and let's call AJAX. And what AJAX takes is an object that contains one-to-many options. And if you've worked with jQuery, you've probably seen this approach before. So we need to set up a few options in here to get our AJAX call to work. And the first one we're going to put in is the URL option. And that's the address of the service that we want to call in this case. So it's, let's see, services slash web service Ajax dot ASMX slash, and our method name was get weather. Now another option that you can set is the data type. That's the data type that's being returned from your call. So we'll go data type, and in this case, let's see, we'll just put text in there. There's some other options are HTML, XML, and a few others that you can look up. And let's also set the type of call that we want to get, or type of request. And in this case, let's just do a post. And if we're doing a post, then we have to specify the data that we're sending up. And in this case, we aren't sending any up there. So we'll just send an empty object. And let's see, the next option we'll put is the error object, or option, I should say. And what that does is it takes a function that's called in the event there's an error. And that is passed an object. It's actually a few ways, or a few parameters, ways you can set this up. We'll just have it return the error object. And in this case, let's just put that there was an error. And what we'll do is actually we'll go error colon plus error object. And we probably want to put a toString down there like that. And we need to close out our function. And there's a companion option called success. And this also takes a function. And we'll send or add a data argument to it. So what this does is it will contain the data if our call is successful. And in this case, what we want to do with that data is insert it in that div down below. So we'll do a jQuery selector. And what do we call that? We just call that content. And we'll just set the HTML of the content, use the HTML function or method in jQuery to the data that comes back. And let's just close out that function. So we actually have enough options set here that this should work. So let's give it a whirl. And before we start it up, let me go over here and let's put a breakpoint in our web service just so we can see that the call is getting up there. And we'll start this up in the debug mode. And we'll see if we reach our breakpoint, which is our first indication that the call is getting back to the server. And here the page is loading. And there we do get our breakpoint over here on our value. So we'll continue on. And let's see if it gets inserted to that div on the page. And indeed it does. Here it is right down there. So those are some of the core options in making Ajax call in jQuery. And now let's look at a few more. In this first call, what we did is retrieve a value from the server. So let's do something where we actually pass some data up to the server and in turn get a value back. What I'm going to do is go over to our method that we had. We're going to copy and paste that. We'll create a second one. And in this one, what we want to do is accept an inbound parameter. So let's say that we're going to pass up the name of the city and get some weather for that particular city. So we'll just call the method getWeatherCity. And we'll take an inbound parameter called city. And that'll be a string. And we'd go off and get the weather. So we'll simulate that. We'll say put the name of the city and then add to it the current weather. So let's put in cloudy so we have a different value than the first one. Now we need to go back over to the script in our page. And what I'm going to do first, I'm going to add a second div down here. And in that one, we'll just have a different place to put the information that we get back. And we'll call this city weather. And we'll go back up here. And rather than change this first Ajax call, I'm going to leave that so you have it in the sample code. And we're going to put the second one down here, and we're just going to alter this. And what we need to do is to call that new method that we created. And this time we have to pass up data, and you do that in the data option. And this is a JavaScript object, so it's key value pairs. And in this case, what we want to do is pass in the value for the city argument to that method. And let's just call this New York. And in terms of when it comes back, what we want to do is, let me just say, I think we called it weather, city weather. Okay, let me just copy that so we don't have any mistakes. We'll just copy that value, put that up here in our selector for jQuery, and it will insert the value there as it did in the first one. Now before we test this out, I see one thing we need to, New York is a string value, so let's put that in quotes, otherwise it would treat it like an local variable or object. And okay, that looks pretty good. Let's go over here and let's put a breakpoint on our method like we did the first time. Now let's go ahead and run this. We'll fire it up in the debug mode. And this time actually we should see, because we have breakpoints on both methods, first it should hit the initial method that we wrote called getWeather. As the page loads here, it'll hit that breakpoint. And here it is, and we saw that before, so we'll just let that run on. And now here we are coming into our second one. And let's look at the inbound value for the argument, and it is New York, as we specified, so we'll let this run from here. And we should get our web page, and there we have the value inserted in our second div. So that's an example of a method that returns data, actually it accepts data and returns data, I should say, and that's something you might commonly do as an AJAX call. Now there's a couple more options in this AJAX call that you might find useful. So let me make a copy and paste it down here as our third example. We'll continue to use this getWeatherCity method that we used before. And the two new options that we're going to look at, the first one is called async. And as the name implies, that will determine whether or not the AJAX call is asynchronous or synchronous. S-Y-N-C. Now by default, it is asynchronous. So if we put the value false in there, then what's going to happen is that the call will be synchronous. And the other thing we're going to look at is called timeout. And this is a timeout in milliseconds. So let's say, let's make it 5 seconds. Actually, that's pretty long. Let's put it down to 2 seconds. And so what this would do is allow you to time out if a particular call is not completed in that time, and in that case your error function would be called. And just to see that that works, we'll make a minor addition here. We'll create another div, and let's just call this async, and we'll copy that value and put it up on our jQuery selector for our success function. So that'll write that in there, and let's go ahead and run this. I'll run it with debugging once again, just so you can see that it is making those calls to the server. So we should have a total of 3 different calls here. 1 to the getWeather, and then 2 to getWeatherCity. So here we are, and the first one, we'll let that run. First time to getWeatherCity. There it is again to getWeatherCity. We let it run. And you can see we have the call done here. Now the difference was that that last one was done async, or I should say synchronously, with async set to false, and it had a timeout of 2 seconds. So at this point we've been using all the default options for our AJAX calls. Default meaning, I mean, we have set some options, but if we don't set them, then we've been using the default value. For instance, we set async equal to false in this third one that we just did, but in the first two we didn't set async, so it was the default value of true. Now there's a way that you can override that, and what we'll do is we'll go up here, and right before this third one, what we'll do. And now actually, let's go down here. Let me just take this second one, and we'll go like this, and we will paste that down in here. And what we can do is this. There's a method called Ajax setup. So we'll call it Ajax setup. And what Ajax setup does is it takes a set of options that will override the default values. And by that I mean out of the box there are values set. For example, the Ajax async is set to true. Now, if we use Ajax setup, it takes the same options that we've been passing into the Ajax function, and we can set up what will then become a new default value. So we could go like this. And what would happen at this point is then the async would become false by default rather than being true, which is the case out of the box. Let me just format this for you. There we go. So now what's going to happen is because we're setting async to false here, even though we don't set async down here in this fourth Ajax call that I just set up, it will be done synchronously. Now there's another set of methods that you might find useful with this, and they are global event handlers for the Ajax calls. And typically you might set them up before you start any of your Ajax calls. So let me put one up here. And we're going to look at one called Ajax error, and there are several others, Ajax start, for example. And what Ajax error does is it sets up a function that is called whenever an error occurs during the Ajax, another Ajax call. And you've seen down here in these individual methods that we've done that we have set up individual error functions associated with the error option in each of those individual calls, but you could do it more easily. In fact, this would probably be a good thing to do, is you could call Ajax error, and this takes a function, and there's a couple parameters that come into this. There is the request, the event object comes in first, then the request, then you get the options that were passed to the call, and you get the actual error. So we'll close this out like this. So now this gets called anytime an Ajax error occurs, and down in here the code you can do whatever you need to do with the inbound information. You might want to process the event or the error and look at what caused it, log it, or anything else like that. So let me just put a comment here and put error processing here. Now, one thing that is interesting about this particular function is we could do this multiple times. And by that, I mean each time we call Ajax error, it associates the function that we define with the error handling of Ajax calls in jQuery. So if we were to call this twice, we could have two error handlers that are associated with it. And likewise, if we set up a global Ajax error function as we've just done here, and then we have an individual error function such as we've done down here in this Ajax call below, then both of those are going to get called. So just be aware of that and think about that when you're setting up how you might do the error handling or anything else in jQuery. And as I said, there are several other global type methods that you can set up for event handling. One, Ajax start. Let's see what else. So there's Ajax stop, Ajax success. So there's a variety of things that you can control in terms of setting up these global error handlers. So we've looked at the detail of the Ajax method in jQuery, as well as a number of the options that you can set, as well as a global setup with the Ajax setup method, and one of the global event handlers for Ajax called Ajax error. And as I just said, there's a number of other global event handlers that you can set up. Now, I think if you look at these and see how some of these options work, then as I said in the beginning, you can understand how some of the higher level shortcut type Ajax methods work. There's one called get, which just gets HTML or gets whatever you're requesting. And let's see what else is. There's one called get script, get JSON, and all those do is set some of these specific options, and each of them has a number of arguments that you can pass to it, and the values in those arguments are just being used to set some of these specific options down in the lower level AJAX method. So I think if you look at the examples here, download the sample source code, and understand this kind of core or base AJAX method, then when you look at some of those other methods that are available, it'll be pretty obvious what properties are being set. So download the sample source code, take a look at it, and use it as a basis for your own implementation of AJAX calls in jQuery. It's available in C# as well as the VB we used here. Most of this is JavaScript, so there'll just be minor code differences in the web service in the C# version. This is Chris Pels. Thanks for watching this video on using AJAX in jQuery.